In this bulletin, hundreds dying every day during the coronavirus pandemic. Governments urge people to take social distancing seriously. And the GWS Giants defeat the Geelong Cats by 32 points. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The coronavirus pandemic continues to kill hundreds of people every day. Deaths have now surpassed 11,000 worldwide. Italy has recorded 793 deaths in the last 24 hours, taking that country's death toll to 4,825. The northern region of Lombardy is one of the worst affected areas, with 3,095 deaths and more than 25,000 cases. Italy has brought in new restrictions stopping people going to parks or using their holiday homes. Australia has had seven deaths, with at least 1,073 people contracting the virus. Four people from Tasmania who were aboard the Ruby Princess cruise ship are among the latest confirmed cases. 158 instances of illness were recorded on board before 2,700 passengers disembarked on Thursday in Sydney. The ship was given special permission to dock after the federal government banned cruise ships in Australia for 30 days. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard insists the state government went above and beyond in complying with regulations.
New South Wales Health has made sure that every one of those 63 ships since the middle of February, long before the federal guidance and directions, has had a full assessment.
Another $66 billion will be put towards helping Australian businesses and workers. The federal government will announce the details of its second set of stimulus measures in just 10 days later this morning. Small and medium-sized businesses are expected to receive tax-free cash payments of up to $100,000, with the minimum rebate for eligible companies starting at $20,000. The federal government will also be guaranteeing loans, with businesses able to borrow up to $250,000 unsecured with the government's backing, with no repayments for the first 6 months. Governments and health officials are urging people to take social distancing measures seriously. With no vaccine, it's regarded as the most important measure people can take to protect themselves. In Australia, it means trying to stay at least 1.5 metres away from others. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says everyone, including the young, need to adopt the measures as coronavirus has claimed the lives of people aged in their 20s. He says people in their 30s and 40s have found themselves in intensive care wards. All beaches in Sydney's eastern suburbs will be closed from today. It comes after thousands of beachgoers flocked to Bondi Beach, despite the government's ban on outdoor gatherings of more than 500 people. The New South Wales Police will be able to force people to leave if they don't comply. Shoppers are continuing to panic buy despite pleas from governments and supermarkets to not hoard goods. Britain's Secretary of State for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, George Eustace, says manufacturers in the UK have produced around 50% more food than they usually do because of panic buying. He's assuring people there's enough food to go around if shoppers revert to shopping responsibly and start thinking of others. Mr. Eustace says supermarkets are in the best position to determine if rationing is needed.
We obviously have designated those working in the food supply chain as key workers, and we believe that there will be sufficient resilience having done that, particularly since some are recruiting staff that have been laid off from other establishments in the food service sector.
The United States Senate is meeting over the weekend to try to reach agreement on a stimulus package of more than $1 trillion. A number of US states have imposed shutdowns, and one in five Americans will soon be under a stay-at-home order. The virus has claimed almost 230 lives in the US and infected more than 18,500 people. The health emergency is devastating the US economy. Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that makes agreeing on the stimulus package an urgent priority.
Small businesses all across the country have made it clear If they're going to keep their lights on and keep their employees on payroll, they need help, and they need it now. Americans who have already been laid off due to this crisis have made it clear they need help, and they need it now.
To sport now, and in AFL, the Giants have triumphed with a 32-point win over the Cats. GWS booting 17-3-105 to Geelong's 11-7-73. Geelong coach Chris Scott offered some words of solidarity as he spoke about the coronavirus crisis after the game.
Our job is to support the people at AFL headquarters who are doing a great job trying to navigate their way through this bizarre situation. And it is a fight. I mean, the whole world's in it together. And I just sense sometimes we get little frustrations getting the better of us, and it's just we've got to get past those pretty quickly.
We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny and 32 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 22. Melbourne, a possible shower, 18. Hobart, a shower or two and 16 degrees. Canberra, mostly sunny, 26. Wollongong, sunny and 25. Sydney, mostly sunny, 27. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 29. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 31. Cairns, showers with a storm and heavy falls, a top of 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.